Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels, talking some Packers football, because that's what we do Monday through Friday right here, devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. The Packers will be leaving for Arizona later today after they have their Friday-like walkthrough, and then it's all hands on deck, those that are available. Obviously, the big news yesterday in the afternoon was Alan Lazard being placed on the COVID-19 reserve list, so the Packers will be without Davante Adams and Alan Lazard. With a matchup with, you know, a premier team, undefeated, only one left in the league. Here come the green and gold, having to prove a point. And I know the record without Davante is very favorable for the Packers. They have done well in the past, diversifying their offensive attack without him. But every game is different. The past is not necessarily prologue, and this will be a monstrous challenge. Not just, obviously, on the offensive side of the ball, but defensively as well. Without Joe Barry calling the plays, Jerry Gray will indeed be calling the defensive side of the ball. We'll hear from him, actually, later today before the team leaves. He's scheduled to speak with the media. But right now, we want to hear from you fine folks. Everybody in the chat, good to see everybody already mixing it up. Brian has a really good suggestion. Should we call up All-Pro backup Tom Grossi? Clearly, Grossi's tape is out there. The tape speaks for itself. This is an obvious move that Brian Gutekunst should have been on long ago. No doubt about it. I mean, maybe it'll take a phone call from the quarterback to make that happen. Good day from London. Dale, good day from New York City. I hope you're well. EQ breakout game coming up. Janelle, it's possible. Anything is possible. Here's the thing, is now without Davante Adams, I think the obvious kind of pivot point is to Aaron Jones, right? I've seen a lot of chatter about that online this week, and it makes a ton of sense. They have been very productive with Jones, even with Adams in the lineup at times. But without Adams, they have certainly leaned on Aaron Jones. Now, that said, Arizona's going to know this. You know, it's not a secret where they're going to want to get the ball. I do think other guys obviously are going to have to step up, whether it is EQ, whether it is maybe a guy like Josiah DeGuara, who has not been featured heavily in the passing game, really featured at all. Whether it's Big Dog himself, A.J. Dillon carrying the load. Don't forget, the Arizona Cardinals do not have a rock-solid run defense, much like we've faced the last few weeks. This is a team that can be run on. A lot of times they get a lead, and that's why teams have to abandon the run. But there are lots of different ways the Packers could approach this. And any player could break out. Hell, it could be a Juan Winfrey breakout game. So we will see. We will see how the game plan unfolds tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. It's so weird. The game's going to be already here. Jeezy Baby, thanks for the super chat. I see the words odds are in the title. Reminds me of the great Han Solo quote, "Oh, son, you killed me." A classic in the cinematic world. No doubt about it. Mario, thanks for the super chat. Hail Mary victory for the Packers, calling it. I mean, be nice to get out of that building with a victory for once. I'm down with that, Mario. Hail Mary or no, just give it to me. Jerry Gray has some success as a defensive coordinator, maybe a few surprises on D. It's possible, Becky. You know, that's the thing. I don't think it'll be materially that much different than what we've seen through the first 7 weeks. They'll all be working on the plan together throughout the week. Joe Barry has had input with all of that. It'll just be, you know, certain situational stuff where he'll have to make the call. But for the most part, a lot of that is pre-gamed, you know, and baked into the defensive game plan. But hopefully, maybe, we'll see. Maybe there's a wrinkle or two that they won't be expecting and we won't be expecting either. I like it. Quentin Dunbar, Rodgers playing the guitar, Harold and Kumar, don't care. Packers by 20. I like it. This is a good week to wear your Retrievers, Beavers, and Receivers shirt if you got it. Brian, what's up, cuz? Tight ends go crazy on Thursday. It's not out of the realm of possibility, right? The idea of utilizing multiple tight end sets. Let's do it, man. Let's get Josiah going. Let's get Tonyan going. Let's get Big Dog going. That's what I'm talking about. They're going to have to. People are going to have to step up. Other positions, other players. This is how you, pivot, exert your will, show your depth. It's all stuff Packers get to do on Thursday night. Amar, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. No Barry, no Adams, no Lazard. Packers by 30, praying hands. That's what I'm talking about. You know, I put up that clip from Apollo 13 yesterday. All due respect, I believe this will be our finest hour. see a lot of, not a lot of, but I do definitely see a vocal section of Packers fandom who have written this up as an L. Man, it's never an L, especially when you got Aaron Rodgers under center. Anything is possible. Go Pack Go, thanks for the super chat. Aaron, I don't know if you've noticed, but the big story now is that we're 6-0 without Devontae. But how about us being winless and putting up duds in his returns? I don't care about his return at this point. All I care about is the game on Thursday night. The rest is immaterial. What is past is not prologue, and what goes on going forward after he returns, I don't care about at this moment. All I care about is Thursday night. Timbo Slice, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. I hear Larry Fitz is a free agent and lives in Arizona. That's like you're thinking outside the box. Dakota Deno, how's that stash, man? Morning, Nags. One mustached fan to another. Have you ever listened to Roger's interview with the American Mustache Institute, Nagler Family Dog Fund? I believe I did when it first dropped, but it's probably been lost in the midst of time. Dave, thanks for the super chat. Don't you think they will call Winfrey up from the practice squad again? I know it's a long shot, but would love to see him get some snaps at wide receiver. I mean, Coach dropped his name the other day, yesterday's presser. It's a possibility. He's been up before, as you indicate. They're going to need all hands on deck. And look, he had a great camp. I really liked him when they picked him up last year. Undrafted kid out of Colorado. Long strider. Can definitely get open deep. He's not a burner like MVS, but he's got moves. He's definitely a good route runner. And like I said, man, his camp was excellent. So all you need is a chance sometimes, right? Maybe it's the Winfrey coming out party. I would love that. Aaron, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, carry the G. I love the underdog games. I'm glad you're enjoying it, Aaron. That's awesome. If anyone wants to join in on the fun, it's great every single week on Underdog Fantasy. There's a ad on the homepage of Cheesehead TV. Just click on it. You can get in for $10. Just use code Cheesehead TV. Or no, I'm sorry. Is it Cheesehead? No, Cheesehead. Code Cheesehead for that one. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. Lazard has not tested positive, just close contact, correct? 5-day quarantine. I believe that is correct. I'd have to go back and read up, but I believe, yes, he is a close contact only, but has not tested positive for the virus itself. I also know that he is having to sit down because of the fact that he's unvaccinated, which is unfortunate. But as Matt said, never going to tell anybody how to live their life. Got to make do, next man up, and away they go. Justin, losers on Twitter think we should forfeit. I mean, I don't know how real that is. I know some people were joking about that. Maybe some people are being real about it, but I don't think most sentient humans think that the Packers should forfeit. But who knows, man? I'm surprised all the time by actualities. David, thanks for the super chat. The same people that think this game is an L are probably the same people that thought Washington was a trap game. Quite possibly. They were looking past Washington to get to the L. That's a good point, David. Zane, thanks for the super chat. Is MVS playing tomorrow night? It's a possibility. Hasn't been ruled out yet. They're going to keep those cards close to the vest, obviously. I would suspect if he is going to, there's a good chance we see him activated off of IR this afternoon. Maybe tomorrow morning, but there is a chance. Matt didn't rule it out. But between you and me, I'm not holding my breath. But we'll see. We'll see. They've done a good job of keeping that information pretty locked up. I bet Fox is having convulsions today. Why would that be? I'm confused. Why is no one mentioning? I always like these. Why is no one mentioning about the phenomenal Packers record with Ben Braden active? I mean, it's just science, right? No doubt about it. M, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Growing difficulties, growing cheering. Go Pack Go. That's what I'm talking about. Man, everyone counting you out. Everyone's tossing, the Packers are going to go down there and Arizona's undefeated and they can't possibly win without Devontae and Allen and blah, blah, blah. Man, I love these games. Love these games. Has MVS even been practicing? He's been running. That's all we know. The media doesn't get to see practice. That's the thing. We don't know. We know he's been running, and Matt said yesterday he's been running. And also, this week, there's been no practice. They literally had nothing on Monday. Yesterday, they did a walkthrough, which he may have participated in. We don't know. That's the good times. That's where you can use that kind of lack of information to your advantage as a team. Timbo Slice, thanks for the super chat. Can we blame Nagy, coach of Bears, for COVID joking? I'm confused. I don't think so. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. How'd the stash go over last night? Major hit? I don't know about major hit, but it was a very good evening. I'll just leave it at that. Let's not forget Tremont Williams joining the show tonight. Oh, I have not forgotten. I was going to plug it at the end. But yes, Packer Transplants is on live tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Mark your calendars. And we are very honored. Corey and I will be joined by the one and the only Tremont Williams to talk about everything green and gold, his life post-retirement, and obviously his playing days in Green Bay. I'm super thrilled. Tremont is obviously a Packer great, one of Corey's all-time favorite players, and a favorite of mine, obviously. Really thrilled to have Tremont joining us. So exciting. Remember, the Cardinals have to plan for a great team as well. Very, very good point, Jill. Something that gets lost. Mm-hmm. Big B, what's up, buddy? Big B! Is the only reason Lazard is out because he isn't vaccinated? He didn't test positive, did he? As far as I know, we don't know. The team isn't required to tell us. There may be reporting out there that says one way or the other, but I haven't seen it. But yeah, the team and the league, you know, that's the agreement with the Players Association. You know, you don't have to, they won't announce whether a guy has tested positive or not. He just goes on the list. But we do know he's unvaccinated. Go Pack Go, thanks to the Super Chat. Prior to the season, I fully thought Cincy was a trap game. Turns out they're actually really good. Glad we came out of there with a win. That's what I always say, man. You know that. Like, you just want to look at the next game. At the beginning of the season, you know, maybe take stock in a quarter, the first four games of the year. But outside of that, teams reveal themselves or fall off. Or, I mean, think about how great we felt when the Packers beat the 49ers. Now you look back at it and you're like, they're really not that good. That's not a great team, you know? So it's every week is different and every game can be won or lost. And that's why just piling up the W's is so important, regardless of how it looks, you know, regardless of style points, whether you blow them out or whether you win by one at the last second. W's are all that matter. Giannis at wide receiver. I like it. Is King active tomorrow night? We'll see, Callum. I would suspect not, but we'll see. Bob, is Tay officially out? Not officially, but he's out. He ain't playing. Oh, Bradley. Nags, I am calling it now. Amari Rodgers gets his first TD, and it will be passed by Cobb on a wide receiver jet motion type look in the red zone. All the moons. All the monies. I like it, Bradley. I'm all in on that. Hey, Aaron. Had an idea for the new punter, the sniper, after the punt on Sunday. I think it's fitting. Side note, we all thought 49ers was an L. Never tell me the odds. Very true point. Sniper is nice, but we've already got the Bojo Bomb sweatshirt up in the store. Get yours now when you absolutely positively have to flip the field, except no substitute. Chris, thanks for the super chat. A very good evening. Hashtag fun for date two. You guys are hilarious. If you want to sponsor my dates, the Venmo is Aaron Nagler. There ain't no Cheesehead TV super chat money going to my dates. I tell you that. Good Lord. Why don't the Packers use Cobb and trick plays more often? Because if they used it more often, it wouldn't be unsuspecting trick play. Baha. I think they'll pull something out at some point, but can't do it a bunch of times or else it becomes, you know, it's put on tape and then you know it's coming. They'll get something, though. I love all these. If Devontae gets two negative tests in a row, but misses the plane ride, would he take a private jet to show up in Zona? Probably. I don't know. Yeah, he'd get Wonder Woman to bring him on her jet. Man, I don't know, and I don't care. He ain't playing. Good thing Stokes is having a good rookie year with Alexander possibly out for a while longer. Very, very true, Eric. Stokes is playing at a high level, and what gets you excited is the idea that, you know, Matt, once again yesterday, they're very hopeful. They don't know. Probably not soon, but Jair should be back at some point later this year. And then at that point, you got Stokes and Jair together. Oh my God, it's going to be so, so sweet. Oh, Eric, what's the over-under on Rodgers yelling at a receiver on Thursday night? Give me second drive, first third down of the second drive. That's where that's the over-under. Win the toss, onside kick, defer. I said this on the radio yesterday. Steal a possession. Absolutely. Surprise onside to start the game. Much like McCarthy back in 2010 out there in New England when he had Matt Flynn as his starter. Do it, man. Let's go. House money. Everyone expects you to lose. Let's do it. I'm all in. Robert Tonyan should have a great game. Agreed, Brandy. They're going to need him. It's the type of game he needs to step up in. You know, he has been used sparingly, as we all know. Finally got a little bit more involved this past week. Draw some stuff up for him. I'm all in. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Amari, welcome to the NFL game Thursday, or an EQ, I'm staying on the active roster game. Both? Why not both? You're going to need everybody. I keep telling you guys, it's going to have to be diversified. I think this is going to be one of those games where Rodgers hits 11 different people for at least one reception. You know, you got to spread it out and hopefully maybe fucking run the ball. All timeouts will be burned before 2 minute warning. True, Robin. True. Who will be on the COVID list today? John, you take that negative bullshit elsewhere. Nobody. Nobody's going to be on the COVID list today. Direct snap to the house calling. I love it. Now everyone's just like go off the rails calling like what fantastical play or player is going to make the difference on Thursday night. I'm all in. I love it. Krista's got it. We totes got this game. I saw someone said AJ Dillon wheel route. And man, let me tell you, if they hit AJ Dillon on a wheel route in this game, I will absolutely lose my mind. I mean, I'd lose my mind anyway, but this game particularly, I will lose my freaking mind. It'll be amazing. Fun game when you're usually the favorite. I'm sure big underdogs this game could be an instant classic 99-yard run for Cobb. Hey, there you go. Last time Cobb was down there, he punctured his freaking lung because of that NFL Films pack, mic pack. Good awful. Fumble Ruski, you heard it here first. That's right, Brian. That's what I'm talking about. See, now you're thinking outside the box. That's what I'm talking about. Patrick has had a tough time run blocking. Could they shake up the offensive line to make sure that we can attack the Cardinals' defense more effectively? I've been saying, John, I would prefer they put Elgton Jenkins at center for that exact reason. But I think they really like Jenkins at left tackle. They like what Patrick gives them in the passing game. I think they're basically just living with what he's giving them in the running game, which is, as you say, not really up to snuff. But as I did mention, they have been playing really good defensive fronts, and the Cardinals against the run have not been phenomenal. So I suspect they'll probably stick with what they rolled out there on Sunday. But you never know. Maybe we'll see Jenkins kicked in and Yash at left tackle. Never know. I think the big dog Mercedes Lewis blows up for 7 receptions for 100 yards. Whoa. What is the Dr. Phil meme gif? Whoa. I'm down for it. I'm down. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Annexation of Puerto Rico for the win. Now you're talking. Now we got ourselves a ball game. Randall Cobb TD to Rodgers for a Green Bay special. See? It's all about it. Is Bakhtiari coming back? Coach was pretty cagey about it. I'd be surprised. I've been saying I think Kansas City is when he's back, but there is a possibility still. We could see that news this afternoon or maybe even tomorrow morning, but I suspect they'll hold him out until the Kansas City game. Uncultured, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Today's jams are April in Paris by Count Basie and Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City by Bobby Blue Bland. Pappies. Can't say I'm familiar with the second one. Do love April in Paris, though. That's good shit. Hope the MVS plays. John, there never was much hope. Only a fool's hope. No, I'm with you, man. I hope he plays too. But if he doesn't, you can only go to war with the wide receiver core you have. Or something. as the late Don Rumsfeld told us. All right, I'm going to get out of here before I get in trouble. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Cheesehead TV. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and yes, join us tonight, 7 Eastern. Myself, Corey Banky, and our very special guest, Tramon Williams, joining us on Cheesehead TV for Packer Transplants Live, 7 p.m. See you there. Thanks a lot, everybody. Hope you have a fantastic day. Go, Pack, go.